In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. Well, if you're wondering where everybody is, Ted's son is graduating from seminary at Sewanee this weekend, so that's where they are. Andy, you know, is downtown at St. Mary's, and Joe, of course, is at St. Paul's right now, but we're going to get him back, I promise. I've already preached a sermon twice today, and they haven't run me out of town yet, so I'm hoping that this will be okay, because there's a few little things in here. Anyway, when my brother was a student at Georgia, I went up to visit him one weekend, and we went to his fraternity house where he was a pledge. And over the course of the evening, they were drawing tickets at a raffle, and it was for two all-inclusive, all-expenses-included trips, including a flight, to Las Vegas for a three-day weekend. Well, the last name to be drawn would be the winner. So the drawing went on and on and on. I mean, it took forever. Finally, they got down, though, to the last five. And when they got to the last five, my brother was one of them. I think I mentioned that Paul was a pledge at the time, so very low status. So they asked all of the five to come up to the front of the house, and William, you know exactly what house it was, okay? To the front of the house, stand on the steps, and then they were going to call the rest of the names. Tension was, you know, really mounting. So the last five were standing there, and three were called, and then there were two. Well, Paul was, like I said, a pledge. The other person on the stage was a senior. Now, the next name called, who would not be the winner, was my brother. Now, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I don't know whose name was really pulled out of that hat, but I can assure you that no group is going to let a pledge take a senior's trip, okay? So, I don't know. It was kind of iffy. But anyway, I was reminded of that story when I started reading the story in Acts. I kept thinking of my brother Paul, who, like justice in the story, stood there as the one not chosen. I wonder whatever happened to justice. You never hear another word about him. I mean, he had a long name, Joseph of Barsabbas, also called Justice. You'd think you'd know a little bit more about him, but we never hear another word. So I started thinking about this story, and I wondered why the believers, Peter, the apostles, the 120, why they didn't wait until the Holy Spirit had come upon them to nominate a person to take the place of Judas. I mean, what was the hurry? Jesus had already told them before he ascended that they would be the leaders of the church. He also promised them that God would send the Holy Spirit to guide them. Now, to me, that means Jesus is saying to them, okay, guys, I'm going to send y'all the Holy Spirit. Don't do anything big until the Holy Spirit gets here. But that's not what they heard, obviously. They sort of forged ahead. And they didn't think about what they were doing a lot, how it would affect things. They did decide, though, that they would go ahead and fill this position immediately. And Peter, I have to give him credit, he goes about it in the right way. I love Peter. I love how he just barges into things. Anyway, he made several requirements in order for someone to be nominated for this place. They had to have known Jesus since the baptism. They have to have followed Jesus during his ministry. They had to have witnessed the resurrection, in other words, see Jesus after he was resurrected. And they had to have ancestral roots that went all the way back to the 12 tribes of Israel. And then they pray. Valid and appropriate qualifications, I think. And praying, I mean, that goes without saying. Anytime you have a big decision to make, you should pray. And they did that. But what they did was cast lots. For the us, that would be like throwing dice or flipping a coin, something like that. But it's not the same thing. Remember that back then, in those days, the way they made big decisions after they prayed was to cast lots. And they believed that God was in the casting of those lots, that whoever's name was called, that that was God's chosen one to serve the purpose. So they cast the lots, and Matthias is chosen. Well, now, while I was reading to study for this sermon, several theologians asked this question. What if they had waited for the Holy Spirit? Would the results have been the same? I mean, think about it. It makes sense. Jesus came to bring all people to God, bring all people to himself, bring all people into the kingdom of heaven. He died to save all who would believe that he was the Son of God, all who believed that he was the way, the truth, the light. So, you know, it makes sense that maybe they could look at it a different way. God wanted the Gentiles to be included in his kingdom. And we all know that the apostle to the Gentiles was Paul, who Christ himself ordained to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. It was Paul, not Matthias, but Paul who Jesus called to bring the disciples or the Gentiles to him. So if the disciples of Jesus had waited until the Holy Spirit had come upon them, these theologians wonder, would the Spirit have guided them toward Paul rather than Matthias? What else have we heard about Matthias? Nothing. And we see in the New Testament, it's full of Paul's letters, his travels. So it kind of makes you think. And now here's the thing that might make you fall out of your pew, particularly if you're a man, but again, nobody's hanged me yet. What about the women? Some of Jesus' most loyal followers were women. They fed him, they sheltered him, they supported him financially and the apostles. So let's really go out on a limb and say, what about a woman to fill the place of Judas? Now, I know that seems a little, actually, it seems a lot outrageous and ridiculous thinking about the times that would never have happened. But what it does is it helps us to demonstrate the fact that the disciples chose to elect someone just like themselves, just like themselves. And that is not often the way that God works through the Holy Spirit. God tells us to love and to consider the other. They never thought about an other. God's plan was to reach out to the Gentiles, people who were not like the Jews. So maybe they could have thought about that. If you think about how things happen, it seems that Peter and the others may have gotten ahead of themselves. They actually got caught up in the business of the church, the structural organization of the church, rather than what God's mission for the church was. That was the important thing. That's what the Holy Spirit was coming to help them with. Perhaps they preempted the Holy Spirit. Now, I don't want y'all to get me wrong, and I don't want y'all going out of here saying I'm a heretic or anything. I'm not saying that things would have played out any differently. I'm just saying that it's something to think about. Because, and we also know that ultimately, God's will be done, okay? So I'm not saying that that wasn't God's will. So we may not agree with the theory, but I do think it's something that we should think about. I think it's something that we can apply to our lives. How often do we in our lives preempt the Holy Spirit? How often do we try to force the Holy Spirit to act according to whatever our purposes are? Now, I don't know about y'all, but I'm really good at putting a spin on what the Holy Spirit is telling me. I can convince myself through justification and rationalization that I am doing exactly what God wants me to do, God's will, even though I know deep down in my soul that what I'm doing is not what God wants me to do. God has given us this incredible gift, the gift of the Holy Spirit. But like any gift, in order for it to be appreciated, it has to be valued, and it has to be utilized appropriately. So when we are praying to the Holy Spirit, and let's not forget to do that, let us not preempt the Holy Spirit. Let us not put words in the mouth of the Holy Spirit. Let us not tell the Holy Spirit what we think God thinks is best for us. Rather, let us call on the Holy Spirit. Let us ask for his guidance. And then let us ask him to help us with our patience. Let us pray for patience. And then let us wait. Not act according to our will, but wait according to the will of God. I can tell you the Holy Spirit will act. It may not be in your time, but the Holy Spirit will act in God's good time. Amen.